In protecting a discovery that critics claim was obvious, the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation was forced to defend its most important human embryonic stem cell patents. The New York and California groups, which asked for the federal review, cannot appeal the latest decision on two key patents. However, new challenges can be brought. Dan Ravisher from the Public Patent Foundation says his group will consider doing that.
We don't completely agree with the patent office's decisions, so we will pursue the other means we have to achieve even further gains against these patents.
After accusations its patents could stifle research, Wharf modified claims on its intellectual property. Those challenging the patent are trying to assert victory on that front, but Madison patent attorney Grady Frencheck from White, Hirschbeck, and Dudek notes overall the patents are still intact.
Those changes I would characterize as clarifying or maybe even cosmetic, which is to say the scope and the grant of rights that the Patent and Trademark Office gave to Wharf originally has not been materially changed.
Ravisher's group had challenged the Wharf patents as overly broad. They, along with California's Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights, also argued that James Thompson's isolation of human embryonic stem cells was obvious. Wharf says the Weissel Research Institute has shared its cell lines with more than 500 researchers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.